269 babies were born to surrogate parents in Australia last year, and already this year, 254 babies have been born through the process of surrogacy. It's a growing trend in Australia, but one that remains relatively uncommon. Although commercial surrogacy is illegal in Australia, prospective parents have found their mothers to be online and via friends and family. But others seek help through the form of agencies such as Surrogacy Australia, which says it helps to support those planning on undertaking the process, sometimes finding prospective surrogate mothers in other countries such as India and Thailand. Today we speak to Sam Everingham, the founder of Surrogacy Australia, who with his partner became parents to two baby girls via surrogacy. His own story was not straightforward, with many emotional moments and personal tragedy.
G'day.
You're actually the founder of Surrogacy Australia. Tell me what led you to start such an organisation.
My partner and I had sort of been on the journey of trying to have a family for a few years, and we'd sort of got to the point where we were sort of forced to go overseas to create a family. And
forced to go overseas? What forced you to go overseas?
Oh, the fact that we weren't able to find a surrogate to carry for us in Australia, and we weren't eligible for adoption under Australian law, and so those sorts of issues made it quite tough for us to sort of. We did a fostering course, I think, in New South Wales some years ago, and then decided against that after finishing that course. It wasn't the right journey for us. There was also issues around problems we'd have in creating a family overseas. There was sort of a lot of hard parts of the process that we found really tough emotionally, and we thought there must be a better way here. There wasn't any support at the time for families who were going through this kind of turmoil of not being able to have kids of their own, and we realised the government was starting to change laws to make it illegal in some states to go overseas, and we thought, well, hang on, families like us need to have a voice out there in Australia, and what started us was sort of, an at-home, not-for-profit sort of grew very, very quickly into a sort of a very large national organisation with sort of hundreds and hundreds of families who joined in national conferences and a sort of a voice politically. So it was certainly something that seemed to be needed.
So as I understand it, it's not possible to have commercial surrogacy in Australia at the moment?
That's correct, yeah. No Australian states allow that. You can engage with a surrogate as long as she's not paid any money above her out-of-pocket expenses.
India was the country you went to? How do you find the women that will do this for you?
Well, you don't really find the women. You find a surrogacy agency overseas, and a lot of people used to do that by going online and sort of sourcing agencies from Google searches, to be honest. A lot of us did end up talking to other people who'd gone through the process before us and got recommendations from them, other Australians in the city we lived in. And some people will fly overseas and check out some clinics. And then the clinics themselves will source a surrogate mum for you. And you go from there. But it's a very hard process for someone like us in a country as far away as Australia to put their trust in a clinic, on the other side of the world. And in a surrogate mum we haven't met before, so it's a big ask.
Do you actually meet the surrogate mother?
Oh, you do. Yeah, you do meet them sort of at the start and at the end of the process, but the level of contact is very limited, and that sort of feels a bit weird.
Mm. It's not sort of a shared experience with the mother?
No, by no means, no. I mean, that's different if you're using surrogacy in the United States. It's much more a shared experience there because the cultural gaps aren't so large. So you can have regular Skype calls and so forth, and it makes it a lot easier. Or in Australia, of course, where you can be very engaged with the surrogate mum.
What about the backgrounds of the surrogate mums? So do you explore that to any extent?
Well, if you're using an overseas surrogate, I mean, the ideal is to use a surrogate who's already finished having their own family. So, and the clinic is then engaged to screen the surrogate psychologically to make sure she is prepared to carry a child for someone else and she's doing it for the, you know, appropriate reasons. But that screening process is left up to the clinic.
Yeah. Are you present at the birth?
Oh, yes. Well, although not in the same room. You're not allowed for privacy reasons. In India, you have to be in the room sort of next door.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people do miss the birth of their kids because, you know, the baby comes unexpectedly or whatever, and they've got to sort of rush over to the hospital or rush overseas from Australia. You know, a lot of parents, you know, I've dealt with over the years, you know, have had a call from the hospital overseas saying, you know, your baby's about to be born, hop on a plane right now.
Mm.
And, of course, that's a very stressful thing for many parents, you know, to suddenly have to get up and rush over and often not meet their child until, you know, a few days after the boy's birth.
You've got two children, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right.
You were able to be at the birth of both of them?
Yeah, we were.
So how soon after the birth were you able to meet your baby?
Oh, gosh, I suppose it was an hour after the birth, it would have been, in our case, because we were sort of right there. They just check all the vital signs are stable and, you know, make sure, you know, there's no sort of risk of infection. They put them in these little humidity crib things. And then in India, the general practice is the baby will stay in the hospital for 2 days after the birth and then the intended parents take the children with them after 2 days.
What about breastfeeding?
Look, that's a really good question. And that's something that's really not available for many people. Some mothers will try and will ask their surrogates to, you know, to express breast milk. What we did is we actually sourced breast milk from mums back in Melbourne who had extra. And so we sort of went, I used to drive around Melbourne with an Esky and pick up breast milk from a number of different mums who were willing to donate their extra breast milk to our kids because I thought it was a quite important thing for them. But most parents will just feed their kids formula.
Do you talk to the mother before you leave with the baby? Do you see her again?
We do, yeah. The general practice is you'll meet the mum sort of, oh, when she's recovered, you know, after the birth, probably a week or so later, you'll have a meeting with the mum and, you know, you'll have cuddles with the babies and you might, you know, have follow-up calls with her in the next few months. She's often quite keen to get back to her own family. And some of them do want ongoing contact and some of them don't want ongoing contact. So we found that a bit hard because we were hoping to have a bit more ongoing contact than our mums wanted.
Oh, so you were keen to keep that contact going, but they weren't.
Yeah, that's right.
How old are the children now?
Our kids are two, just two and a bit.
At some point, will you tell them about how they came about?
Oh, gosh, yeah. No, that's really important. I mean, and I think, you know, all parents who are going through surrogacy, you need to be really upfront and honest about where their kids came from. We keep a storybook for our kids with you know, the pictures and names of their surrogate mum and their egg donor mum and, you know, their birth and, you know, all the journey they had to come to that point. So, you know, we start reading to them book from this age, really, and it becomes part of their story from when they were really little.
Of course, eventually, once the child is of a certain age, they may wish to seek out their mother. Is that something that you're happy to have happen?
Oh, yeah. No, we think it's really important for the kids to be able to do that if they'd like to. And so for that reason, you know, it's quite important we try and keep up contact with the birth mums. Unfortunately, in India, when you're using donors and any egg donors, they do so anonymously. So it's very hard for Australians to keep up contact with the donors, but the surrogates is more possible.
Is it a veritable legal minefield, Sam?
it's tricky. I mean, there is now a standard process whereby Australia will award citizenship by descent for babies born overseas. via surrogacy, and so that's based on a DNA test proving paternity. When the child comes back to Australia, our current law still regards the surrogate mum as the legal mother if you've used overseas arrangements. So the surrogate mum has to sign their passport applications, for example.
I see, yeah. And her name will always be on, well, the birth certificate, will it?
Yeah, it varies from country to country. In India, for example, where the mother's, in the spot for the mother, it just says surrogate on the birth certificate. They don't sort of like to put the mother's name in there.
Yeah.
Whereas in other countries, if you're doing in the USA, for example, often it's the intended parents, the Australian parents, that go on the birth certificate instead.
Now, there was a bit of sadness you experienced. You lost a couple of intended children, did you not?
Yeah, we had a really tough ride of it in trying for kids, and I think we had a surrogate mum carrying twin boys for us, and those boys, Ben and Zach, were born at 26 weeks, and Zach was stillborn, and Ben went into intensive care because he was so early. We flew over to Delhi straight away and really were there for seven weeks or so in intensive care. That was a tough ride for us because he didn't pull through.
Mm.
So that made us really aware of the dangers of twin pregnancies particularly. I mean, one of the dangers of going overseas is a lot of the clinics overseas will transfer two or three or four embryos at a time. And in many surrogates, that will lead to multiple pregnancies. And we see quite commonly still these days parents from Australia who are faced with the same situation we were, with a very, very preterm birth and losing a child or having children in intensive care for many weeks or months.
Would you do it again, Sam?
I don't know that I'd do it again overseas. It was a lot of hard work.
Mm.
A lot of sort of stress. But I mean, it was certainly worthwhile.
I guess it depends how badly you want a child.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. We wanted a child badly, and we, like many hundreds of families who go overseas every year, we're prepared to take the good with the bad in order to create a family.
As far as you're concerned now, you're a successful father. You've got two children. You've had through a surrogate mum. You would rather do it in Australia. How close are we to having that happen?
Look, I mean, we're getting better. I mean, Surrogacy Australia is getting better at helping families match up with each other. One of the challenges we've got is to try and make Australians more aware that it's not that hard to do it at home, and that, you know, if you make enough of an effort and you go through the hoops you need to with the counselling and legal processes here, that it can happen here. There's no great push amongst the Australian health authorities to promote surrogacy in Australia. I think there's been a bit of an absence of support for that. So many people do have to find a surrogate. Well, they all have to find a surrogate through their own efforts. And that makes it a bit harder for some people because they find it a very hard topic to raise with friends or family or strangers.
Mm. What's it like being a dad? Are you enjoying it?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I think it's the best thing that happened to me. I think those people who have been parents and have wanted to be parents for many years would probably agree. It's one of the most special things that you can have in your life is kids.
Sam Everingham, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Yeah, that's terrific. Good to have a chat.
That's Sam Everingham, the founder of Surrogacy Australia.